an attorney for AU, the Davenport Evans Law Firm in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I'm here to represent and speak for a handful of landowners. The fact that the particular solar farm with whom Burns have been working has decided to hold out, I think that makes this an easier decision. You don't need to worry about the burn specifically because that project's off the table. But we still need regulations in place. Without regulations, under your ordinances, specifically section 3.03.02, you can't have solar. If solar power is not on an approved list, and if it's not on the conditional list use, it's prohibited. That's how your ordinances read. So I think it is important to get these rules in place. I think this is an easy decision for this board to go ahead and approve this, see how it works out. Changes can always be made in the future as things develop, as attitudes change, but right now your public is clearly in favor of a 1,000-foot setback.